We're heading for warmer climes for today's GeoQuiz. The province of Gorontalo, to be specific, it lies just above the equator in Indonesia. A hot issue there involves government salaries. The governor has decided that the paychecks of male civil servants should go directly to their wives. We'll get details on that later in the show. But first, Gorontalo lies on one of the great islands of Indonesia. Can you name it? Here are a couple of clues. From the air, the island looks a bit like an octopus on its side, with several long peninsulas extending into the sea, like tentacles. To help you get located, due north is the Philippines. Go west, and you'll hit Borneo. So what's the name of this odd-shaped Indonesian island? We'll tell you later. I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. You might think, if you do the job, you should get the paycheck. Well, that's not how it works for male civil servants in Gorontalo. That's in northern Indonesia. Gorontalo lies on the island of Sulawesi, the answer to today's GeoQuiz. The governor there has a plan to transfer the men's pay directly to their wives. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani has been covering the story.
It's a simple but rather unique plan, and from March of this year, every married male civil servant in Indonesia's Gorontalo province will be affected by this new program. And what this program actually will include, or rather what we'll see as a result of it, will be that the salaries of all of these married male civil servants will initially be deposited into their accounts, the men's accounts, and then immediately transferred to their wives' accounts. Now, the reason for this transfer, Marco, is so that it can avoid any opportunities for the money to be spent on what officials have said are unnecessary activities. They're trying to prevent any of the male civil servants from using the money in ways that perhaps won't be particularly pleasing to their wives.
And can you explain what that means, unnecessary activities?
Sure, Marco. Basically, what's happened is that over the last month, officials have received a number of complaints from disgruntled wives who say they aren't getting enough money from their husbands for household goods and food. And that's the reason that they've decided to implement these measures. They wanted to take into consideration the complaints and the problems of the wives of the civil servants in Gorontalo. And in fact, the provincial spokesman in Gorontalo, Rudy Iriawan, he told the BBC that these new regulations will help to get families to stay together and protect the sanctity of the of their marriages. In fact, he said that if the husband is the one who manages the family's finances, then it's extremely concerning to government officials. They want to make sure that the salaries are used to provide for the family and not for other things like extramarital affairs.
Did the provincial government in Gorontalo cite any numbers about how many families have been kind of broken up by, you know, husbands spending their money on unnecessary activities, whatever those might be?
No, as far as we know, they haven't given us any numbers about that, but they have talked about the fact that there have been a number of complaints from the wives of civil servants, enough for them to come out and come up with this policy. So it's likely to be both the issue of the extramarital affairs as well as the funds not getting to the wives as quickly as they'd like them to.
I mean, it seems to be a forward-thinking policy, but wouldn't the provincial government of Gorontalo be better served if they could have in their employ equal numbers of men and women?
Currently, from what we understand, there are about 35% of the civil servants employed by Gorontalo are male married servants. Civil servants, rather. And the issue really isn't about whether or not they need more women on their workforce. They're trying to address whether or not the money should be going to the wives, because they feel, or at least they've heard from these wives, that the money isn't getting to them as much as they'd like it to. So I think it's not really something that should be seen in a feminist sort of light. I think what it should be seen as an attempt by the provincial government to try and ensure that the funds reach the families and that they can spend their money on household expenses and food.
That was the BBC's Karishma Vaswani in Jakarta.